Hey everybody, this is Sean from ARVR Magazine, and today I'm going to be talking about some recent news. Meta recently launched the new Meta Accounts for the Quest headsets, so you will no longer be using your Oculus or your Facebook account. You will no longer need one to sign up to use the Meta Quest headsets. So they have a new Meta account sign up that's coming out, and it's going to, I think, solve a lot of problems and a lot of issues in Meta's sales, especially in Europe, which I'll talk about in the podcast. So with that said, I'll see you in the episode. Today's podcast is brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is a web-based platform for recording high-quality podcast production. We use Zencastr quite a bit here at Robot Spaceship Studios for recording remote podcasts. Basically, you log into the web browser on your side, your guest logs in on their side, and the platform allows you to just record the podcast internally in the browser in their interface. It records audio tracks, individual tracks for each guest, and records video. It allows you to basically just do the whole thing within the browser and then download the tracks on your side to mix and master and upload whatever you want to do. But basically, it's been an invaluable tool for us, especially in the pandemic where we haven't been able to get interview guests in the studio with us in person. So doing pretty much, 90% of all our interviews are done remote these days, and we use Zencastr as our number one tool for doing that. So I highly recommend Zencastr if you're looking to do your podcasts, especially remote podcasts. We have a special offer. If you use the code KEMWEB, that is K-E-M-W-E-B, that's a special promo code if you sign up to Zencastr, you get a total of 40% off discount on the pro package for Zencastr for a period of 3 months after your 14-day trial. So if you want to save 40% off on your first 3 months of Zencastr, use the code KEMWEB, K-E-M-W-E-B, and get 40% off. So to learn more, just go to Zencastr.com, that's Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R.com, and check them out. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast, your source for news, trends, and analysis of the AR, VR, and immersive technology industry. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. And now your host, Sean Early. Hey everybody, this is Sean from ARVR Magazine. We got a quick podcast today, but just some recent updates I wanted to talk about. I just got back off of vacation for 2 weeks, so I'm a little more relaxed, had some thoughts, going to kick in the whole podcast interview schedule into high gear this year. So we're going to be quite a few people on board to interview for upcoming podcasts, really interesting people, a lot of high-end industry folks. So I think they have a lot of great feedback, a lot of things to talk about. So look forward to that in the very near future. Anyway, topic of today, Meta Quest, if you're not familiar with the whole situation there with the Quest headsets, before you could basically just log in. Well, it started off, you could log in with your Oculus account, and then they started moving over to this Meta account that now they actually require you to switch over to having a Meta account instead of an Oculus account. And it gets all kind of confusing. I mean, I sort of understand it from a high level, but there's so many different accounts here and so many different terminology that Facebook is sort of confusing things for first-time buyers. Anyway, had Oculus and Meta headsets for quite some time now. I have the Quest 2 now. And I've been using my Oculus account to log in, and I've been using my Facebook, I don't call it single sign-on or whatever you call that these days, to use the Facebook Connect to get into my Oculus account. And today I decided I'd fire everything up and just switch over to the Meta account, make sure everything was switched over. Switch over is pretty seamless. There's a lot of sort of back and forth that was a little confusing, but it all worked. So, regardless, I guess it seemed pretty foolproof. They figured that out in the back end. But anyway, long story short, Meta is requiring you now to have a Meta account and not a Facebook account to log in to use the Meta headsets. And I think one of the reasons they're doing that, since I live in Germany, this is pretty apparent. They actually blocked the sales of Quest headsets here sometime last year, maybe it was, or earlier this year. I don't remember. It was in May. I don't even know if they were available. I actually ordered my headset when they a little while ago through a third-party website that gets their stock from the UK, because you can't actually just buy the headsets in Germany. They don't sell them in the stores. I think one of the reasons they were doing that is because Germany got all hot and bothered by the fact that you needed to have a Facebook account to use their headsets. They're very strict about that kind of stuff. Personally, I could give a crap, but that's just the way they roll here in Germany. So I guess those people who don't want a Facebook account, they don't want to have to set up a Facebook account just to use a headset. So I guess I understand that. A little oversensitive, if you ask me, but whatever, that's how it rolls here. Anyway, now it seems like that should be solved. I think there's been a lot of, I haven't been in the States in a while because of Corona. Obviously, I haven't traveled much, but you know, I think even though there's a lot of Quest headsets that are selling out there, Germany, hardly anybody has one unless they order them from the UK. So you kind of have to be sort of a fan. You have to kind of know what you're looking for. You can't just walk by the electronic shop or the local whatever shop you get your computer stuff from, Computer City or whatever it's called in your country. But here, normally you can go there and there's a whole gaming section where they sell all the Xboxes and all the everything. You know, there's all these different, you know, stuff, but there's been no Quest headsets there for the last year or two. I haven't seen any, at least. So there really aren't any Quest. There's no Quest circulation in Germany unless people buy them third party. And so I think that is definitely going to help Germany in sales for, or help Meta in sales for the headsets. I think, you know, we have a long way to go, obviously, in the future of the metaverse. But I think, you know, one of those factors is just getting more people buying more headsets and more people experimenting and becoming it more common and mainstream for everybody to have a headset, or at least somebody you know to have a headset, and you can experiment, you can play with it, get used to the VR experience, get used to the mixed reality experiences. So Germany, that's been missing a lot. And I think that's going to be, hopefully, that's going to push, you know, if they get their ducks in a row, hopefully Facebook, Meta, in case Meta gets that worked out, hopefully there'll be a lot of Meta Quest headsets for sale in Germany in Christmas. At least I'm crossing my fingers. I'm not a huge Facebook fanboy, but again, I think, you know, I hope that Meta, I think, you know, they're one of the industry standards in the whole VR, XR world, and their whole forward initiative, their whole 10-year initiative to put billions of dollars in the European space to build out the metaverse. I think that's critical that you nail down Germany, especially since I see all these jobs in Germany from Meta for their metaverse-related projects. So I'm sure that was a huge thorn in Facebook, not Facebook, Meta's side. Meta side to try to, you know, build out their metaverse business in Europe, with Germany being one of the center focuses. If you can't even sell your Quest headsets in the country, that sucks. So I hope this switch over to the new Meta login is going to fix that. I hope we actually get some good huggy, lovey feelings towards Meta and their headsets in Germany in the near future. I hope they have a great Christmas. I hope they sell a lot of headsets this year. And I hope that kind of starts to propagate throughout Europe a little bit more than it has in the States or some of the other countries that have adopted to the Quest headsets in the past. So anyway, just short update about that. I'm reading a few other blog posts about this whole switch over to the new account. And it seems to be that it also will integrate more with, you can actually, if you do have a Facebook account, you can actually, I haven't seen it yet, maybe it's because I'm in Germany, but I think you should be able to connect. I read something about in WhatsApp, if you use WhatsApp, and they use WhatsApp a lot here in Germany and Europe, as opposed to Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp's the more prominent messaging platform. I think this integration is going to allow you to actually use your Meta avatar as your profile pic in WhatsApp. There's going to be some sort of NFT integration coming soon. At least that's what they're talking about. I'm still digging through to try to track down where they actually said that, but hopefully this will help kind of solve some of that confusion with all the random logins and all the cross-platform blah, blah, blah that was happening before. And I hope that that kind of gets everything more streamlined into one solid profile. And I hope things start to sort of move forward. I know that in the States and some other countries, the Horizon Spaces apps have been launched. They just launched, I think I just said they're launched, or they are launching in France and a couple other European countries. But again, I haven't seen them here in Germany. I still haven't explored Horizons at all. I haven't had a chance to explore that. So I can't write about it, can't talk about it. Big mystery to me, because that's, again, that's also not available in Germany. So I hope this new Meta account thing solves that. I hope they'll be able to release that here so everybody in Germany can explore that. I've heard some mixed reviews, but again, I haven't seen it, so I have no idea. You know, I blog about virtual reality and augmented reality all the time, and I still haven't checked this thing out. So I would love to see that. Meta, if you're listening, please launch in Germany now that you got this figured out. If anybody in the German government who's in charge of blocking this stuff hears this, please, get over it. Let's move forward with this whole metaverse thing involving Meta. Let's get this moving. I hope other companies will have the opportunity to jump in as well. I mean, if this whole metaverse thing is supposed to be open and Meta is going to be spearheading it, then open is critical here. So let's get this open and start actually doing some stuff. I'm looking forward to it. So I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope that the Quest headsets start launching soon in Germany, or selling again, I should say, in the stores. I'm looking forward to that. And I guess that's all I got for today. I got a whole bunch of stuff to scrape through. I just got back off the vacation, so a lot of emails, a lot of things to share, a lot of news, a lot of posts on the website. A lot of advertisers coming in. A lot of people want to advertise. So I got a lot of sponsors coming up. Just a lot of stuff happening. Seems to be a lot going on lately. So I'm excited just for the immersive technology space. A lot of negative blog posts and stuff been coming out lately, just critiquing Mark Zuckerberg and all the Meta stuff, saying the metaverse is dead again and blah, blah, blah. And I also read something lately how they're predicting that the metaverse as we think of it, this high definition, you know, immersive space like in Ready Player One, that everybody's sort of expecting, that's going to take another 10 years or so. But you know, I don't have any year expectations anymore. I stopped looking at that. I just kind of start looking at what we have in hand, what's launching currently. I'm not a Facebook fanboy, but after working on all kinds of immersive projects over the last years, I can tell you it's a crap load of hard work. And I think just given all the work that Meta has done over the years to develop what they have and develop what they currently are launching and what they're talking about launching, I'd say we got to give those guys a break, give Zuck a break. They're doing great work. They're doing whatever they can. They're dodging a lot of political bullets. They're trying to actually get this thing rolling. And I think they have a vision. Looking forward to seeing how that rolls out. And I'm really opposed to all this blockage that's coming and all this negativity that's coming, because, you know, written by people who write blogs, who have never actually even built a piece of hardware or built a piece of software. So they don't even know what the hell they're talking about. And they're critiquing Mark Zuckerberg because they didn't like the look of his avatar in his latest video. Well, you know, let's put some things in perspective here and maybe try it for yourself before you critique, because it's a lot of hard work. So anyway, that's my props to Meta for what they're doing, for what they're trying to do. And I just wish them the best. I hope things pull through here and turn a positive note in Europe. Anyway, that's all I have for today. Lots of stuff coming up. I'm going to start planning it on the next podcast. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. This is ARVR Magazine Podcast. Once again, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on all the platforms. We're on all the big ones, Spotify, Apple, Google, you name it. We're probably on it. Be sure to give us a 5-star review. If you're so inclined, leave a text review, let us know on Apple, you know, what you think. That always helps us bump up in the rankings. And, be sure to give us a follow on all the social media channels. I'm pretty active on there a lot. So, just say hi back. Anyway, that's all I have for today. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.